Another bit of movie news about a huge Hollywood franchise, James Bond. The 22nd Bond film is being filmed right now. Up to this point, the studio, Sony, has just been calling it Bond 22. But yesterday, at Pinewood Studios in England, where the movie's in production, the director Mark Forster announced the real title of the movie, The Quantum of Solace.
The Quantum of Solace, that's a Fleming short story, it means a measure of comfort. It's very appropriate for this film because based on what happened to James Bond in the last film, he needs a quantum of solace considering his mental state.
The last film was Casino Royale. It ended with James Bond avenging the death of his girlfriend, the love of his life. Bond creator Ian Fleming wrote the original short story for The Quantum of Solace, but it's definitely not your typical Bond adventure. He's in it, of course, but there are no car chases, no fancy gadgets, no elaborate fight scenes, no international intrigue. Instead, Bond is at a boring dinner with a stuffy colonial civil servant.
Over cigars and drinks, the man tells the devastating story of a young couple. The wife cheats on her husband, who in turn refuses to speak to her for a year. Finally, he abandons her, and she's left destitute, divorced, and far from home. Here's where the title comes in. Bond's drinking companion offers his theory of a quantum of solace. He says it's the minimum amount of human compassion you need to maintain a relationship, to which James Bond replies,
"It's a splendid name for it, quantum of solace, the amount of comfort. Yes, I suppose you could say that all love and friendship is based in the end on that. Human beings are very insecure. When the other person not only makes you feel insecure, but actually seems to want to destroy you, it's obviously the end. The quantum of solace stands at zero."
And don't be surprised if that's how much of the story ends up in the film. Zero. At Pinewood Studios, producers showed off footage of Bond swinging on a rope after an explosion in an art gallery. And the film will have, in their words, twice as much action as the previous one. It's scheduled to open in November.